I think that a lot of people know that when you're on a sports team, everybody's competing for positions on the team, but we kind of forget that in business. So you've got to remember that the person sitting next to you could be your boss tomorrow or could be your subordinate tomorrow, and you just may not want them to know all the personal details about you.
How do you draw the line between working relationships and friendships?
I think that some of these people will end up being very close friends of yours. I mean, some of my best friends have come out of the workplace, and I'm sure that's true for a lot of people. But just let these things develop slowly over time. You know, you really know who your friends are when you move on to the next job. How many people do you really keep in contact with? For example, I think that a lot of times, for example, if you have a family, you may have a lot of issues in balancing work and family, and you just feel like you want to dump on people at the office. But the problem is, if they think you're out of control in your personal life, they're going to think you can't handle your work. So sometimes you think you're sharing when in fact you're really putting your own job at risk because people think you can't do it.
In your research, do you find that some of the principles that you've come up with apply across the board, no matter what kind of work?
I think one of the most important things is that you have to be able to communicate your ideas well. Whether you're an engineer or you're a salesperson, you really need to influence people. So you need to be sure that your communications are concise and to the point.